So I was down in Austin, Texas this past weekend. The World was one of the sponsors of a music showcase that we told you about last week called Contraband. It featured music from countries listed on Trump's travel ban. I gotta say, we had a fantastic turnout and the artists on the bill were super excited to perform. There was a lot of great music, obviously. And before we leave you today, I'd like you to hear the thoughts of a few of the musicians who joined us about the travel ban and what's at stake for arts and culture.
My name is Dina Al-Safar, and my family is Iraqi. I always identify as Iraqi American. And part of a big reason why I identify as Iraqi is because people see me that way. People always say, "Where are you from?" The travel ban is just the next chapter in what's been going on for decades, starting, I'd say, with the Gulf War and the sanctions and the second Gulf War and September 11th and you name it. There has been one thing after the other, and I've been playing music the whole time. Music helps to connect people in a way that words or politicians or news reports can't. I love it when artists come from other parts of the world to the United States because I think it opens people's minds. They kind of get this connection through their heart, through their musical appreciation, and it kind of transcends political rhetoric.
My name is Emmanuel Jal, and originally I'm from Sudan, which is split now, so I'm part of South Sudan.
Emmanuel Jal is a former child soldier from Sudan, emigrated to Canada, and became a rap superstar.
All human beings suffer from fear, and fear does not allow us to think creatively. So when we take courage, we can be able to diffuse the worries. We can be able to look beyond what we think about the other person. We live in different times now. There's insecurity in the United States. So Americans have a responsibility to protect their country so people don't enter in. But the way I look at it is there no another better option that we can look and explore than just put in a situation like this, dividing families? This could make other people more angry. When a human being wants to do something evil, the borders don't stop them. They'll get there. So I'm saying it's a room to debate and challenge the situation. And I'm really, America's demonstrated hope to be able to challenge their president, the court standing by the law.
My name is Mohsen Namju. I'm originally from Iran and right now living in New York.
Mohsen Namju can't actually travel to Iran because his music has been deemed controversial. But for people from the six countries on the travel ban list coming here,
culturally, it's going to have some effects because, you know, the concept of the United States or Canada is based on having this multiculturalism. That was my first time in Austin. I was walking on the street. I was amazed by seeing this diversity of people, of races, of music, of, you know, it's like that all of them are get together just because of one thing, one word, music.
By the way, this music comes courtesy of Iranian electronica musician Ash Kusha. He lives in London, had his visa approved to come to Texas, but didn't get it in time to make our contraband concert. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. Mark Werman with you, and we'll be back again tomorrow.